O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
If you read through any one of the Gospels, you find that Jesus was always healing people. We are hearing now from the Gospel of Mark. We're still in the first chapter of Mark in this lectionary year B, and we will have Mark throughout this year. And in the Gospel of Mark, there are 18 miracles, and 13 of them involve healing. Now, most of the people that we hear about who were healed in the Gospels came to Jesus and asked for healing. But today's Gospel gives us a healing story of a different sort. Jesus has just called Simon, Andrew, James, and John from their fishing to be disciples, and they've gone to Capernaum. And on the Sabbath, they go to the synagogue, and Jesus begins to teach. And it is then that things begin to happen. There is a man in the synagogue who is very ill. Mark tells us that he has an unclean spirit. Was this mental illness, addiction, demon possession? In Jesus' time, all of those things and other things were lumped together and labeled as unclean spirits. They did not have the same understanding about the dynamics of mental illness or addiction that we do today. So we do not know exactly what was ailing this man, but I don't think that really matters. What matters is that this man was very ill, taken over by something, and the unclean spirit in the man recognizes Jesus as the Holy One of God and is threatened. I remember being in a church service once during college in a very large space when all of a sudden a man stood up in the middle of the congregation, I think it was during the sermon, and started talking very loudly and animatedly to the minister, publicly confessing some sins. It was quite shocking and not something that took place on a daily basis in that particular church. And it was clear to most of us who were sitting there after a few seconds that this person was probably mentally ill. And so one of the ministers gently took him outside so they could continue that conversation in private. I think that something in the man was seeking health and wholeness, and something in him knew that if he came to church, he might find some help that he needed. It's too easy, though, I think, for us, or for me, and maybe for us, to look at this story and think of it as something completely outside of ourselves, to distance us from this story, because most of us do not easily identify with this man burdened by an unclean spirit. It's too easy to relegate him to serious mental illness or some kind of demon possession, something that doesn't resonate with most of our experience. But what if we think of this man as being bound by a terrible addiction, or possessed by a spirit of fear. We may not use the word possessed, but if we are honest with ourselves, I think all of us at times are overcome by an emotion, a mood, a spirit, jealousies, perhaps addictions, pride, unhealthy lifestyles, excessive worries, or unforgiving spirits. All of those things that sometimes sort of take us over in the moment and that need to be exercised in order for us to live the lives that God intended for us. So I think if we think of this man and the unclean spirit almost in a metaphorical way, this story can have more power for us. Are there times when we have held on to an old habit, even when we knew it was hurting us or other people? I know I have. Can we think of a time when we resisted being healed in some way? Not necessarily physically, but we resisted healing because of the change it would require of us. Sometimes the familiar will feel safer to us, even when it is ultimately destructive. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? The spirit in the man asked. And the answer to that is yes. God wants abundant life for all of us. And all of us have things in our lives that get in the way of living that abundant life. Sometimes they are dramatic, like the man in the synagogue, and even life-threatening, such as addictions to alcohol or drugs, or severe depression or despair. And then we need to seek help immediately. But more often for us, I think, these things in our lives that get in the way of living abundant life are much milder, less obvious to other people, but they still call for our attention. So how might we order our lives and our days in a way that allows God to form us and mold us? What daily practices will sustain our life of faith? At this point, I break for a shameless commercial. But at St. Catherine's, we will be exploring these questions in our Lenten series on Thursday nights, and somewhat also in the book study starting this week on Thursday nights. And if you cannot join us on Thursday nights, you can still be a part of this exploration and exploring these questions by getting one of the books and following along at home. But the short answer to this question, how might we order our lives and our days in a way that allows God to mold and form us? The short answer is, of course, Jesus. Follow Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Pray to Jesus. Come to church weekly for the body and blood of Christ and embrace a daily practice of prayer. Ask Jesus to work in your life and work with him towards healing and wholeness in body and mind and spirit. And then take the light of Christ that shines in your life and shine for others. I love this description of the mystery of the church, of Christ's body, of any church, and any congregation, that Bob Gallagher writes, "The mysterious and holy energy of God's church, the energy not its own, is God's initiative. The daily office, said by a few, is a parish's heartbeat connection with that energy. The daily office and the Eucharist ground the parish for an integrated life of reflection and community. Such a life will show itself in faithful service." All of us are here, I think. We all come to the altar week after week for the body and blood of Christ because we know that all of us are in need of some kind of healing. And we know that with Jesus there is healing and wholeness for our souls, even when our physical bodies are failing us. Amen.
Amen.